But Brother Tushar was going to interview Dadi. And just now, Jasubhan asked him to interview Shanti.
Shanti
Tushar, bhai.
So I don't really have any questions for you, but I'll try and think of some. But actually, there's one question which I was going to ask Dadi, which was the first couple of days that she's been here, she's been talking a lot about how much sustenance the London family has had, almost over sustenance, and too much sustenance, she said on a couple of occasions. And she's also indicated, or seems to be indicating, that we need to do a lot of sort of fast service, or we need to do a lot to sort of give her back something in return for all of this sustenance. What do you think she's getting at?
She's seeing people sitting around. There's an echo. She's seeing people sitting around and she's wondering, why are they still sitting? How come they're not flying? And so what she'd like is for souls to fly spiritually, but also to be able to do all the service that still remains to be done. And when she came from the airport, her comment directly to the class at that time was that all of you have had too much love. That was when she said that. And what she was saying at that moment was that, well, surely you've had so much love. Now you're overflowing with love and you can share that love with the world. And so she reckons that whatever service needs to happen, we have to get on with it.
What does that actually look like, though? Because we always say we need to do more service, and you know, but what does that actually mean?
I was reflecting on her comment about every thought, every breath, every moment be used in a worthwhile way. And I think that if we're doing that, then personally for ourselves we're benefiting, but also then whoever is around us is benefiting, but also those pure vibrations are being shared with the world. So I think that that for me is very important. Not to allow a moment to go by in which I feel that it's a moment that's been lost or wasted, but each moment has been significant and meaningful, and it has brought benefit to me and to others around me.
And do you think she also is trying to get at the fact that we need to sort of start looking after ourselves a bit more in terms of not relying on sustenance? Of course you're still here, which is great, but what's the sort of our responsibility in all of this in terms of sustaining the yogi, the family here, as well as, you know, progressing in terms of the service that Dali's talking about?
Absolutely true that if we can't sustain ourselves, how are we going to be able to serve anyone else? And especially this time in Madhuban, it was quite clear that the sustenance we used to get from the Dadis, we weren't getting that at all. It was very rare to have Dadi Janki come up the mountain or even Dadi Ratan Moini come up the mountain. It was really rare. You could count the times within the space of 2 weeks. It was maybe once or twice most. And of course then the last meeting that was supposed to happen with Baba, and we've been seeing Baba's meetings change over the years, but this time suddenly Baba decides to have a meeting in Bombay. And we're sitting there watching the big screen. So it was definitely a very powerful signal that even the sustenance we normally expect from Baba, even that has to be a more subtle type of connection so that we're able to draw from Baba directly. And I think that because Dadi has been away for so long now from London, I think it was in 2005, so it's actually now 10 years that Dadi decided, Drama decided to have her settle back in Bharat. And so over the space of 10 years, Dadi used to come fairly frequently and now less and less and shorter time. But I think that many souls have realized that you can't wait for daddy to give you an injection and prop you up, but you have to find ways of being able to sustain yourself so that then you're able to be flying without any support from anyone else around.
So me and many others in this room have had the benefit of many years of sustenance from daddy, but not everyone has. So for those who are newer and haven't had that sustenance, how would you suggest to them that they can have this level of self-sustaining power?
Before they can have the self-sustaining power, I remember that I used that term yesterday also. She said that what motivates her and keeps her moving in service is the thought that whatever Sakar Baba gave us, the Dadis, we have to now give to others. It was a direct statement that Avyakt Baba made to the Dadis immediately after Baba became Avyakt. And so Baba told them, whatever you've had, now it's your turn to give. And so I see that there are newer members of the family, and the older members of the family are the ones who have to sustain them also. And then through their life, their example, just as the Dadis, you know, we saw the beauty of Gyan and Yoga in the lives of the Dadis, and we thought, that's what I want my life to be like. And so they should be able to see the same in us, so that it's an inspiration for them to follow Baba's directions in life, to follow Srimad, and become what Baba wants us to be.
So how do the older ones fulfill this role? What is it that they should be doing for the younger ones?
Giving time. I see that when we get too busy in all our stuff, and it's not just activity, but there's a lot of stuff going on in here, and so we become very busy with all that stuff, and when we get too busy within that, then we say we don't have time. If say after morning class there are people you see who you don't normally see in class, and if you just simply approach them and ask them how they are and spend a few moments with them, it'll give you a very clear idea whether they're visiting from another country or they've just completed the course and they're just starting on the path of Raj Yoga. And if you were to give a few minutes of your time to somebody like that, then it would make such a big difference to them. They would feel very welcome. Or if you're having a meal in the dining room and there's somebody you don't know sitting next to you, and how often is it that we ignore that person and just quickly get on with what we have to do and then leave, and this other person doesn't know anyone around, and so they're left a little isolated. And so really to make that effort to reach out and connect with others and bring them closer to the family and make them feel at home, I think that that's very, very important, especially in a place like London, which is so big. In a place where there's 20 students and a new one comes, everyone instantly knows, and people sort of gravitate around them. But here, there's a sort of feeling that, well, somebody else is going to look after them. I don't have to give it that attention. And so to shift that, here I am, I'm seeing somebody. Well, let me go and say hello.
And I'm asking because I want to make sure I do this right. So take some time, listen to them, and then how do I respond? What is that connection that I'm trying to build?
Next question would be, what did you enjoy from Baba's Murali today? That's it. You're building a relationship with them on the basis of Baba's knowledge, and you're sharing with them. Your question is really opening the door for them to say whatever, but also then for you to share what it is that you enjoyed from today's Murali. And so it starts off, Baba Didi, Big Didi used to say badminton, when there's chit-chat of Gyan going back and forth from one to the other, then in that chit-chat of Gyan, it's a lovely game, and you get to know how they're thinking, and they see how you're thinking, and both are helping each other move forward. Good for me, good for them.
Yeah, I can't think the last time I asked someone, what did you think of Baba's Murali today?
When we're away on a retreat, or like for example when we were in Casablanca together on service, we were out of our usual context, and then that's when I heard you share your experience, and that was very, very beautiful and moving. But it took that stimulus of being away from our normal setting to do that. So when we're on a retreat together, or we're in Madhuban together, or away on service together, that sort of opportunity happens automatically. And so then we say, it was a lovely experience, it was so powerful, it was so beautiful, but is it possible to recreate the same here? So that in those little spaces, we're able to do that.
And to me, I guess this is what really, how you create a family feeling, in terms of what that atmosphere must have been like, I guess, in Sakara Baba's days.
Or even in the days of Tennyson Road. A new person would come and they would never feel alone, because there was always somebody who would take time to be with them. Well, even in the days of Dudden Hill, even as recently as that, it's 25 years ago now, so not so recent. But in the days of Dudden Hill also, even though we only had that space until 8:30, I think, by then we had to roll up the carpets and be out, but yet immediately after class there was a sort of friendship, and everybody would stick around and not want to leave and want to chat together. So I think, especially for London, being the way it is, so big, and a life that's so busy, I think it needs that extra special attention to this.
I think this is something that's particularly true of Global House, is we often take up a lot of our time just in sort of service, or what we would class as service, and probably not spend enough time actually spending some time with each other.
I understand that completely. It's when there's a lot of activity going on and a lot of administration behind that, and behind the scenes work that goes on. So that takes a lot of time and attention and energy, and if you don't give it that, things are not going to work out. So all of that is necessary. But yet I think that, you know how when it's new people, we tell them, just make a little pause, just take a little pause, and taking the time for a little pause will make a difference to you. So now Brahmins have to tell themselves, taking a few minutes to spend time with each other isn't going to cost you anything, but it's going to be an investment. It's going to be bringing a very rich return.
And one thing I was going to ask Daddy was, certainly my experience of service is that for a long time I was very focused on the task and getting the task done. And then I think it's probably more recent years that I realize actually service isn't really about the task, it's about getting on with each other and getting on well, and harmonizing each other's sanskars. And that actually, no matter what service project you're doing, as long as the sanskars are in harmony, you don't really need to worry about the task. But quite often we seem to focus too much on the task and not enough on each other. Does that make sense?
Again, you know, the formula that Baba has given us is the self, relationships, and then the task. And Baba's responsible for the task, but who's responsible for me? That's really only me. I have to be responsible for myself. And what I found is that if I'm giving proper attention to myself in terms of yoga and Murali attention on these, then I'm able to manage what's going on inside my own inner world. And if I'm keeping myself content with Gyan and Yoga and myself fulfilled, then harmonizing or adjusting with each other in terms of relationships becomes very easy. Everybody's experienced that if you've begun the day not having that feeling of being recharged, then little things happen and they become very big. But if you've started the day really having recharged your own battery with Baba, with Gyan, with Yoga, then even something big happens and you won't be bothered by it. And so absolute proof that if you're giving time to the self in the formula that Baba has given us, then making time for the self really means that I'm full, I'm fulfilled. And then I won't worry too much about your samskaras. I'll be able to take it in my stride. I won't react, but I'll be able to respond in a way that's helpful. I found it very interesting. I think it was the last couple of Muralis, Avyakt Muralis ago, in which Baba was asking us the question, you know, if somebody is getting angry, what should you do? And so I can say, well, because they were angry, of course, I had to be strong and react back. But what has it done to my stage? And what Baba was saying was, give them good vibrations, give them good wishes, give them your cooperation, give them your support. And if you give them your support, then you help them move forward also. You won't have created more karma for yourself, but you'll have supported them, helped them to move forward and change the atmosphere. And Sakar Baba put it very sweetly the other day, I think it was 2 days ago, that if somebody gets angry, then shower them with flowers. That was Sakar Baba's expression, but Avyat Baba had explained it very, very clearly a couple of Muralis ago. And so we've had all this very, very profound information, and how come I'm not using it for myself? If I'm doing what I need to for myself, then I'll never say, because of somebody else's behavior or activity, this is what I did, this is what I said. Absolutely no. It's me and my connection with Baba and my understanding of Baba's knowledge and using Baba's knowledge in my life. And if I'm doing that, then everything will be fine. Somebody else's sanskars playing games will be contained. It won't cause a problem. And of course, Baba's task is going to go on. And we've often seen that service is happening in spite of our sanskars. I also see how sometimes our sanskars become a block, but very often when there's big things that happen, in spite of us, Baba makes it happen.
Actually, that's, I guess, the second aspect of the sanskars issue, which is, okay, externally, you know, how we manage others' sanskars, but quite often it's our own sanskars that are more difficult to move. And someone was saying to me after class this morning, that, you know, could you ask this question to Daddy, which is, you know, I seem to be doing everything right in terms of, listening to the Murali, understanding it, making effort, making all good intentioned practice with everything, but I still know that there are some scars I have which aren't shifting. And how do I do that?
It's interesting. It was a subject that we explored in depth at the UK Teachers Retreat just recently. And at one point, taking up that particular issue, we were seeing how usually there's one particular defect that I have, and if I were to really honestly acknowledge that, then I'd see the root cause of the other issues that keep coming up. And if I can identify that very, very honestly, then I can work on that. But also, at some moment, it's not just me working on my sanskars, but it's also my surrender of that to Baba. Even the ego that, well, I can do it myself, but I can't. And I have to say, Baba, I've done the best that I can, and genuinely I should have made that effort, but I've done the best that I can, and now I'm going to just leave it to you and take your help and let you give me that strength and support. And the other thing was, it was here, I think, the next day, the bank holiday, and Daddy was going to come online, that she asked to listen in on the class that was going on. And afterwards, her comment was that the most important thing is introversion, turning inwards. And introversion isn't isolation, but introversion is really looking at myself. In what way do I need to change? In what way do I need to work things out? And so if I'm doing that, then I'll be able to have that power to make the changes I need to make. Otherwise, like you said, you know, we're moving along, but the big shift, it feels as if generally it hasn't happened for the family. And Baba keeps trying to push us, and drama keeps giving us very, very strong signals. I feel that the scene of last season with Baba not coming, that last meeting, was a very powerful signal for us to just say, what's going on, how much time do we have, and what do I need to do? It was very interesting, Daddy Janki telling us that, I don't know whether she said it in class or just chatting it later, but she's mentioned how Daddy Gulzar has become really very, very fragile. Her physical health, the soul is strong and powerful, no question about that. But Daddy Gulzar, even in the time that she's been away from Abu in Bombay, she's become even more fragile. What is drama saying? And drama is definitely saying, hurry up and do what you need to do for yourself.
Do you sense Bapdada's role is changing now then as a result of this?
As a result of this, in terms of, you mean, Daddy Gulzar?
Well, but also, I guess, the time in drama that you're talking about.
I see that Bapdada's role has changed quite dramatically in the last two seasons. We don't get the same flow of Murli that we used to get, and my interpretation of that is that in the 40 plus years of Avyakt Murli's, there's no question that Baba hasn't covered. And so now what does Baba need to do? Baba comes and gives us love, gives us blessings and reminds us, be happy, be holy, be pure, be content. Baba's underlining basic things for us about our yogi way of life. So Bapdada's role has changed dramatically already. It's a very powerful signal of time. It's telling me that it's a new chapter that's starting. I think now, as time moves further, it has to be more and more my own inner connection with Bapdada, rather than anything external that I depend on. That's also a reality.
And do you also think that maybe our relationship with Baba needs to change as well?
If the only way I can reach Bapdada is through my own inner stage of purity and soul consciousness, and that is the truth, then yes, I need to practice this more to be able to develop that relationship in the way that I would like to. It was easy to sit in front of Baba and take drishti from Baba and let Baba's drishti make you fly. But now, to practice soul consciousness, as Baba's been telling us right from day one, from the moment we heard Gyan, but to practice that in a conscious, natural way, not from time to time, but really just living that stage of self-consciousness, then yes, my relationship with Baba is going to be constant, consistent, instead of making and breaking and joining and, you know, but just continuous through the day.
Has your relationship with Baba changed?
It's changing and it's evolving all the time, but I'd like it to be even more so, even more natural. I see how I'm less reactive. Yes? Many people here know me very, very well. Not everyone, but many. And so I can't get away with any fibbing. So yes, I know for myself that the reactions I used to have, I don't have anymore. And it's not that I'm telling myself, so it's not grit my teeth and bear it in that sense, but there's a change, and it's happening not just simply because I'm giving it attention, but it's happening because of Baba's love reaching me more naturally and more easily. And so yes, things are changing and they'll continue to change.
So over this next period of time then, what do I as an individual do to really make this big leap that Dali's been talking a lot about in the last couple of days?
Value time. And if I value time, I'm valuing myself. And in that, I'm making sure that really every moment is being used in a worthwhile way. So that at the end of the day, I know that whatever has happened has been carrying me forward. It's not been a situation in which I've had to stop or I've had to move backwards, but really each thing, whatever the external form may take, success or lack of success, but I've been moving forward on an inner level. And if I've used my time in a worthwhile way, then I feel that that's what's happened. And the simple mantras that Baba's given us that we've been hearing for all our spiritual life, drama is benevolent, drama is beneficial. And using time in a worthwhile way and having that stability on drama is both connected together. A scene is happening, and what are my thoughts at this moment? Are there race thoughts? Are there negative thoughts? Or is it that benefit? There's benefit. Let me look for the benefit. And if I'm experiencing benefit all along the line, then I can start being a benefactor also. Think about it. If at this moment I'm saying that this scene of drama is not beneficial, I'm not experiencing benefit from Baba, when is going to come the time that I become a donor, a bestower, a benefactor for others? But if I'm taking benefit from each moment and my relationship with the benefactor is really a strong one, and I know that every moment is beneficial, then I'm able to give benefit, and so double benefit. I'm taking benefit all the time, but then I can be an instrument to give benefit to others also. So I'm seeing that that whole thing about Baba uses word suffer, used in a worthwhile way, and then there's safalta, then there's success. And so I see that that for me is very, very significant.
And in terms of using time in a worthwhile way, all of us will have different roles, responsibilities, jobs, or other, you know, responsibilities and so on. How do we maintain success in all those things while still benefiting others, as you've described?
I'll quote what you said back to you. What you had shared in Casablanca was interesting, that you knew that going into a situation of trauma was only going to be of value if you were able to serve through your vibrations. And so that's what you did. You made sure that you stayed connected with Baba, and you didn't go around poking a microphone under anybody's nose, but what you did was simply make sure that you were sharing those vibrations of Baba's light, of Baba's peace to people who were in huge trauma, and they then were drawn to you and were coming to you to share their story. And so your work was successful, but you didn't go with that intention that I have to be successful in my work. You went with a very pure spiritual aim. What can I do to help these souls? And because you put that spiritual factor first, then the work automatically was successful. And if I apply that principle in whatever it is I'm doing, whether it's looking after children at home, am I a trustee? And if I'm a trustee, then the way I look after the children is to bring them closer to Baba, rather than just out of possessiveness and attachment that's going to make it claustrophobic for them and rebel, or where I become a parent that's a bit of a fundamentalist and say, you have to get up at 4 o'clock. You know, and how many kids have left Gyan because parents have done that? It's a reality. But if really genuinely I'm wanting others to take benefit in some way, I do all the things I need to do, but I'm doing it in that awareness of taking benefit from Baba and giving benefit to others. So I don't think it's a question of dividing up my work and dividing up my service or my home and the center, but the soul is Baba's child, and the soul is taking from Baba all day and is giving to others.
So it seems like just a very simplified way of just looking at our life then, which is just be that benefactor and giving that pure vibration, and whatever happens, it's going to be successful as a result.
Yes, I like to make things simple. If it's complicated, then it gets a little bit twisted and you can't remember what you're supposed to be doing. But if something is very clear, very simple, then it's easy to get on with it. And so when Baba says, ask yourself each day, what is my aim and objective? Okay, so Lakshmi Narayan is whenever that happens. But right here and now, at this moment, as Baba's child, what does that mean? And so it means receiving all the treasures that God wants to give me and being able to share them.
So he says Lakshmi Narayan whenever they come. What's your vision of the future?
The immediate future, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be one in which drama is automatically going to become the mirror in which we see ourselves and our stage. It's not even later Dharamraj or anything like that. I see that as the scenes of drama are unfolding, our own stage and what is the result of the effort or lack of effort that I've put in, it becomes quite clearly visible. The scenes of drama show me that. And within that, if I have done the work I need to do and I have that stability, then I'm an instrument to help. And if I haven't done that, I'm going to still be needing support and help from others. And I don't know exactly how the external transition is going to happen. And Baba had said things will become clear as you go on, so I'm waiting.
But there are still some things that he hasn't revealed.
Exactly. I'm just thinking that, you know, the scenes of trauma, yes, we're seeing those and it gets worse. And yes, I can also very clearly visualize all of us being able to go home. And I can also very clearly visualize stars coming down from the sky and putting on their form of beautiful costumes of light and becoming the goddesses, but gods and goddesses. But what I don't know is how the earth will change and how quickly it will change and all the physical things that need to be put into place by drama, how all of that will happen. It will happen, and I don't have any question about it, but I don't know the nuts and bolts of all of that, and maybe I don't need to know. And sometimes people ask and I don't have an answer, and if I think about it, then again I don't know, but it's okay. I'm quite content with that also. So when you say, how do I see the future? I see the future in terms of what transformations happening within the soul and the situation of the world, and beyond that, home, and then into a world of purity. But physical things, how all that will sort itself out, I'm going to leave that to drama to reveal.
So I'm very interested in the way you said that you can clearly visualize how we all leave and how we all come down. So can you give some more details about that?
One of the things that I hear in the Murali, and I hear it, it sounds very beautiful. Baba, the bridegroom, leading the way and all the brides following in a procession, or not just following, actually moving home with Baba. And the other day Daddy was commenting, I don't just want to be part of this big procession, I want to be with Baba. And so I'm sure that that's easy for everyone to visualize, right? Being able to go home, fly home with Baba, and yes, everybody else going home together also. So liberation for all. And when I first heard, I didn't read it, I heard it first, and it was hearing about Baba's visions and how in one of the visions when Baba was seeing the transition and the transformation of the world, Baba described it in that way. I was seeing these stars come down from up above, and as those stars entered the earth plane, they took on what seemed to be a human form. But it wasn't human, it was a form of light. And it was like a light that was radiating from within. And when these beings smiled, it was like there was music. And when these beings walked, it was like a dance. And when these beings communicated, it was all happening through silence. So that whole scenario of what Satyug must be like, and how those first moments of Satyug beginning are so pure and so precious and so totally beautiful, it's a very attractive scene for me.
And you talked a little bit about how fragile Dadi Kozar is, and also Dadi is 99. There's something, I guess, which a lot of us don't really like thinking about, but in terms of the vision of the future, there will be a point where some of the real pillars of the yajna will not be around anymore.
Happened.
It has already happened, yeah, and, you know, some of the ones that are left will maybe not be around. How are we going to really manage, not just manage, how are we going to face that situation? How do we make sure that we're strong in that situation?
And drama is teaching us every moment. Tonight everybody came with the love and expectation of seeing Daddy, and Daddy is not here. But most of you stayed. I saw one or two run away, but mostly 99% everybody stayed. So a certain stability that everybody's acquired already. But London's had good practice in this. Drama keeps showing us that Daddy, when she's around, she's constantly giving, and then suddenly she's not around anymore. And it's not just now, but it was a lesson we kept learning from Daddy through the years, even a long time ago. But yes, even today, the ones who guide Baba's work, even though that is nearly 100, yet still we take guidance from her. The other day she was commenting that I asked Janti, do you have any work for me? And Janti says, no. And, you know, out of all the emails I get, maybe I show her one or two now. And 10 years ago I would have shown her maybe 20. And before then I would have shown her 80. So I think, you know, do I need to take Daddy's time with this thing anymore? But yet there are these certain things in which I really feel it's very important that this gets Daddy's attention, whether it's just to have her give her blessings or to give her guidance or sometimes tell us the next step of something. And so we do still take a lot of help from all the Daddies, Daddy Gulzar, Daddy Janki, Daddy Ratan Moini. And I think more and more we've learned that we also have to hone our own skills and our connection with Baba so that we know what it is Baba wants us to do. But also, it's interesting because at one point when we'd asked Daddy, if it's just something that's in my head that Baba's going to tell me what I want to do, and then I'll say, well, this is what Baba tells me, and so that's it. And she said, no, Baba will give me a signal, but I'll only know if the signal has been picked up accurately, if everyone around me supports it. If those around me don't support it, then maybe it's not the right time, or maybe I haven't picked up the signal properly. And so Baba and the family both together are going to show me whether I am picking up the right signal or not. And so yes, we've come from the point where we needed to check everything with Daddy all the time to the point where now there's a few things that we need to check. Not all the time, not everything. But the family also gives us a very strong signal, you're on track or you're not.
So when we were going to Casablanca, you mentioned you're 65. It's not a secret, hopefully. Now, most people, when they're 65, you're saying that they sort of start easing down. but it's likely that your role is going to be the opposite as time goes on. So what is it that we can do to help support you?
I don't think it's going to get any more than it is already. I hope not. But what would be very lovely is just to know that everybody gets on well with each other. Really. If you know that you can be away and there's going to be harmony, then it's a very comfortable feeling. And if you're away and you know that there's going to be challenges in terms of coming together of some scars, then there's a bit of discomfort. And so just to know that the sensitivities of struggling with some scars have finished and there's a give and take of harmony with each other, that's very beautiful. So that's really what makes everything work. Who was telling me? I've forgotten who told me, but they told me that they were reading a biography of Indira Gandhi, and the name of it was The Red Sari or something like that. I don't know whether I remember correctly, but I think I do. But they said how one of the big statements made in that was that in the book, that the time and energy that's taken is to settle the in-house relationships. And I thought, well, that's true here also. It's not just true in a world of politics in one particular country, but it's true everywhere. But of course, big family, and so more time and energy in that. But if we sort out things together, then I know that Baba's work will move forward very, very smoothly. So what are my sensitivities, and am I able to iron them out and then just be at ease and comfortable with everyone so that then everything moves smoothly?
Okay, so I think that's it for us this evening. So thank you, Jyoti Lan, for stepping in at such short notice.
Thank you, Brother Trishar. Really, very good questions. Thank you.
आते ही हम तो खो जाते ख्वाबों में, आपकी याद आते ही हम तो खो जाते ख्वाबों में, आपकी याद आते ही हम तो खो जाते ख्वाबों में, आपके पास आते ही हम समा जाते बाहों में, आपकी याद आते ही हम तो खो जाते ख्वाबों में, आपकी याद आपकी याद। बड़ी मन भावनी मुरली प्रेम से प्राणों को सींचे, रसीली तान की ये डोराप की ओर ही खींचे, आपकी ओर ही खींचे, रूहानी स्नेह का जादू आपकी मीठी बातों में, रूहानी स्नेह का जादू आपकी मीठी बातों में, आपके पास आते ही हम समा जाते बाहों में, आपकी याद आते ही हम तो खो जाते ख्वाबों में, आपकी याद आपकी याद आपकी याद। अलौकिक पालना देकर झुलाए संग जो झूठ